Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford.
My name is Colette Kenny, and I'm from Carrigallen Vocational School in County Leitrim. This scene was a turning point as well, because Gloucester realises in this scene that Edgar is his son that believes in him, and Edmund was the one who was two-faced against him. So it's ironic, because Gloucester realises his insight when his eyes have been gouged out. So now that he is blind, he actually has become clear to the insight of life and the things that he has done, and he's able to read characters better now. There's some great lines in the scene. One of them will be when Gloucester realises that Edgar was his proper son, and he says, "Oh, my follies, then Edgar was abused. King gods, forgive me that and prosper him." He wants what's best for Edgar now, and he realises that Edgar may not forgive him, and he's not looking for forgiveness, but he just wants what's best for him.
My name is Aisling Riley, and I'm from Carrigallen Vocational School. "Because I would not see thy cruel nails pluck out his poor old eyes, nor thy fierce sister in his anointed flesh stick boorish fangs." The animal imagery that is so prevalent throughout the play is again used here. Gloucester is being interrogated by Regan as to why he has sent Lear to Dover. By now, Gloucester has become wise to the treachery of both she and her sister. He has sent Lear to Dover to protect him from the viciousness of these women. The imagery he uses is violent. The sisters are portrayed as vicious and base animals, tearing out their father's eyes or ripping his flesh with their sharp fangs. Lear himself compares his daughters to ravaging animals when he compares their ungratefulness to the sharp fangs of a serpent.
My name is Conor Egan. I'm a sixth-year student in Belvedere College. My favourite quote from the play King Lear is, "I'd rather lose the battle than that sister should lose in him and me." This is a quotation from Goneril at the beginning of Act 5, Scene 1. It is set aside from the group so as they are unable to hear her. It conveys the bitter rivalry that exists between Regan and Goneril over the now Earl of Gloucester, Edmund. I feel that this is a significant quote, as Goneril is underlining her devotion to Edmund by stating that she would not care if the battle was lost as long as she had the man she loves.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.